You know, I thought our team really did a good job of hanging in there today. We didn't get off to a real good start, but they hung in there. They kept fighting and just plugged away for 60 minutes and, you know, came out of there with a win. And I think it's a real credit to the players, you know, the way they fought in the fourth quarter, you know, on the road, behind a couple times. You know, we closed the gap and then they stretched it out again. So it was really, you know, heck of an effort by our football team, by the players. I've had a few guys banged up in the game, but, you know, people stepped in. They stepped up and made plays that we had to make to win. And third down, fourth down, offense, defense, special teams. So it was a good win for us. And, you know, now it's looks like it's a three-game season. So, you know, we just got to pick up the pieces here today and have a good week here and get ready for Oakland. But it's really good to win here, and it's a good you know, it was a good effort today. I thought the players really played hard. It showed a lot of toughness and both mental and physical toughness out there today.
So you came in shorthanded, and then during the game, as you mentioned, Ross Brewski, Will Fork, Sanders. I mean, do you ever allow yourself to think, when is this going to stop?
Well, not during the game. Not, you know, we'll take stock of where we are heading into next week. I'm not sure exactly what all that's going to be, but, you know, during the game, we just got to, you know, just got to go with what we have. And those guys stepped in, you know, Spann, Mike Wright, LeKeven, Junior, Rosie, you know, a lot of guys ended up playing probably more than what they thought they would have. And, you know, they came through for us. So, you know, you hate for that situation to come up, but, you know, it's good that they answered the bell.
What does it say to you about Junior, Sale, and Roosevelt Colvin that they come in and play as much as they do?
Well, they're professionals. You know, they're professionals. And, they both prepared hard all week. Of course, Junior didn't get in here until, you know, early Friday morning. We only had one day of practice and a little walkthrough yesterday. But, you know, he's a pro, and so is Rosie. You know, Rosie worked hard all week and did a lot of things, you know, extra to be ready for the game, and we sure needed him.
So, third down offense hasn't been great of late, but obviously it's been huge today.
Well, it's Seattle's. They gave us a lot of pressure today, and you know, we again just had to hang in there and, you know, deal with it. We made some plays. Finally, made some plays in the fourth quarter that really helped us, and that was critical. You know, third downs is a big down, red area, and those are, you know, two areas that we still could have done better at today. You know, we didn't stop them on defense, and we got held to a couple field goals offensively. So, you know, we still got to keep trying to work and do better on that. But, you know, of course, the fourth and one was, you know, was a huge play. And, you know, that's where we really had to have it. And we got it. So that was, you know, it's good to make them when we had to. No, Wes is always impressive. He's a good receiver. He's really a competitive guy. You know, smart guy, quick, good hands, good concentration, tough. He does a lot of things well. And today was a big day for him. We were, you know, we had to cut it back a little bit, and you know, we had a little trouble. Obviously, the first couple of drives with Seattle, they had a lot of quick up tempo plays, and we were scrambling a little bit to, you know, to really get where we needed to be and see things, and we tried to settle down a little bit. And then that combined with some of the people that weren't able to finish the game with just all added up to let's kind of get back to basics. And that probably in the end served us well.
Does the fight of these guys sometimes amazing? The injuries late in the game, the
trailers. Well, I think a lot of really tough people in that locker room, both physically and mentally. And, you know, this time of year, everybody's banged up and they play through it and mentally. You know, we've had our ups and downs and on the road and a lot of crowd noise out here, a lot of energy from the fans and from the Seahawks. I thought that team played hard. Their competitiveness and the level of play on their team certainly is a lot better than what their record is. I mean, that's a good football team, and they play hard, and they can move the ball, and they can play defense, and they're good in a kicking game. So that's a good football team. You know, I can't imagine that they're not going to win some games, you know, that are left, because they just do too many things well. But, you know, I really take my hat off to our players. They played hard on the road, long trip, tough loss against Pittsburgh. They came back and battled for 60 minutes.
So you talked about getting back to basics a little bit on defense, but the
game when you play was anything but basic. Sent Brandon up the middle there.
Well, you know, I thought we got good pressure on the quarterback on a lot of plays. We just couldn't tackle him. He was elusive back there, and he scrambled out, and Wallace got a couple throws on us, and then he scrambled around, and he ran a couple times. So at the end, we just brought everybody and hoped that, you know, he wouldn't be able to get away from us, because that was a big concern, that the amount of time that, especially at the end of the game, we're a little bit winded, and, you know, a quarterback running around like what happened on the first down play, where it seemed like we had two or three guys in the backfield, and he ends up scrambling for whatever it was, 25 yards. So we want to make sure that didn't happen again.
Coach, it seems as though you were able to get some pressure right up the middle on Seattle's offensive line. Was it a plan to try to go after the inexperience of Roto and Dallas?
Well, we tried to get pressure, all the way around. I mean, outside and inside, and try to keep the quarterback in there, but we weren't really very successful doing it. We had pressure, but he's just elusive back there, and we couldn't get him. So, you got to try to keep him in the pocket and hem him in. But, you know, Wallace is a hard guy to do that against. You know, we know how athletic he was, and as I said, in the end, we just ended up bringing enough guys so that there weren't any extra gaps in there.
What are your thoughts on where the team is in the AFC East now with the next season?
It's a 3-game season, so we're 13 games into the year, and still a real close race, and we just got to suck it up here and get ready and try to get down there and have a good effort against Oakland. And we know they're a very physical team, and they beat the Jets earlier this year, and we've seen them play good, hard-nosed, tough football, and they're very physical. So we're going to have to do a lot of things well, and hopefully we'll have a good week of preparation out here and get as many guys as we can back out there and compete on Sunday against them.
Personnel-wise, what was it about the matchup
for
that you like with DeVry active at tight end over David Thomas?
Well, I think Ty's working hard, and he's made some plays in practice, and I think he's given us earned the opportunity to play a little bit, and so just in his practice effort and his playmaking in practice when he's had a chance to play. So he's been on the roster here for a few weeks, and we thought he might be able to get a chance to see if he can make some plays for us today.
The same thing with Will Hyde. Have you seen sort of a rise from him that would lead to him seeing more?
I think Jonathan's, the opportunities that he's had, he's played competitively. And Dell stepped in and gave us a lot of good plays in the sub today, too. So, we're going to need everybody. And I wouldn't read too much into, who's ahead of who or who played and who didn't play. We're going to need everybody to play going forward and want to make sure they're all ready. And I think that's what the players are trying to do, just everybody be ready. And, they know the number will be called on here. There's, at this point in the season, everybody's got to contribute.
Deion Branch's performance for them today bring back any memories of his time?
Well, he's a good receiver. I mean, we know that. Deion made a real good route down there in the red area and caught the corner route right in the corner of the end zone. It was a good throw. The other play, really thought he was out of bounds on that. Of course, that's why I challenged it. But he's a good runner. I mean, we've seen him do that before. I have all the respect in the world for Mike. I think he's had a great career. If it's over, it's over. But he certainly has a lot to be proud of. His championships, his the contributions that he's made to the game, the way he's kept the West Coast offense kind of intact from the way he ran it with Bill and all his disciples that are out there running it. The contribution that he's made to the game has been outstanding, and I have all the respect in the world for Mike. His teams are always ready to play. Offensively, they're always hard to stop, and I'd like to have Mike's record.
Last question?
Feel like Lamont Jordan gave you a good boost?
It was good to have Lamont back. I thought Lamont ran hard. There was some tough yards in there a couple times. It was only 2 or 3 yards, but I thought he got all he could out of some of those plays where, honestly, it didn't look like he was going to get much anything. And they were blitzing a lot. They had a lot of people on the line of scrimmage. We just didn't want to throw it every single down. And we threw it a lot, but at least you felt like, you could punch a few runs in there and try to slow him down a little bit or try to make him at least, respect the run so that it wasn't a pass every time the ball was snapped. And I thought Lamont ran hard. I thought Sammy ran hard. You know, Kevin certainly gave us some plays, both running and the passing game, you know, on the slip screen. And, you know, we had to use those screens kind of a little bit as running plays just to, you know, get the ball out there. And like I said, not to have to go back and block them, you know, every single play with, you know, all their safety blitzes and corner blitzes, you know, with Wilson coming off the slot and all that. So, you know, they gave us a lot of pressure today.
Thanks,
okay. All right. Thank you.